KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:01, we have cloudy skies and 24 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be cloudy today with a chance of flurries this morning, partly cloudy this afternoon, and a high around 25. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. And the news is brought to you this hour by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater reports today there were four drug-related arrests. On February 5th, 28-year-old Andrew Jackson Rice of Adair was arrested on a felony controlled substance violation charge. Rice was released 3 days later on a $10,000 cash or surety bond. On February 6th, 55-year-old Troy Eugene McKinney of Creston was arrested following a traffic stop in Adair County. McKinney was taken into custody on two counts of possession of a controlled substance and for driving while barred. He was released Monday on a $2,000 cash or surety bond. Also arrested February 6th was 30-year-old Oliver Dante Caton of Pompano Beach, Florida. Caton was arrested by an Iowa DMT enforcement officer on I-80 for possession of a controlled substance. Caton was being held in the Adair County Jail on a $1,000 cash or surety bond. On February 8th, 60-year-old Calvin Craig Edwards of Fontenelle was arrested for a Schedule 4 and Schedule 5 controlled substance violation and possession of drug paraphernalia. Edwards was cited and then released. And 19-year-old Coy Allen Brandt of Greenfield was arrested February 8th to serve a court-ordered sentence. Brandt was released Sunday for time served. Well, over the past hour, we've had several school districts change plans for today. They'd started out as 2 hours late or 90 minutes late, depending on the situation, and several have decided to cancel classes altogether for today. So, therefore, there is no school in Atlantic, Adair Casey, Guthrie Center, Bedford, Cam, Creston, East Mills, Griswold, Harlan, and the Shelby County Catholic Schools, and Lenox Schools. All those schools have canceled for today. Also, no school today in Nottoway Valley, Orient Magsburg, Panorama, Shelby County Catholic Schools, Southwest Valley, West Central Valley. Also, no school today for Atlantic Jack and Jill Preschool at the Y. Atlantic Little Lambs will not hold a preschool today. No Atlantic Head Start. And Southwestern Community College in Creston has canceled their plans for today to hold classes. Two-hour late starts are still in effect at this time for AHSTW in Audubon, where there's no morning preschool at Audubon and no morning activities. Boyer Valley is 2 hours late with no morning preschool. Charter Oak Ute, Clarinda, and Coon Rapids Bayard are 2 hours late. Classes are scheduled to start at CRB at 10:20. The office is open at 10 o'clock. At last report, Exira EHK was 2 hours late. Essex and Fremont Mills were 90 minutes late with no preschool at Fremont Mills. Missouri Valley, also Red Oak, Riverside, Stanton, Tri-Center, Underwood, West Harrison, and Woodbine are all running 2 hours late this morning. And on an unrelated school note, there are no fitness classes at the Y this morning. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, federal charges have been filed against two Sioux City residents accused of robbing a bank in northwest Iowa. U.S. District Court records say Philip White and Karen Merrick are charged with bank robbery. Prosecutors say White robbed the Iowa State Bank in Lamar's on December 12th, and Merrick drove a U-Haul van as the getaway vehicle. Officers managed to flatten the van's tires and arrest the pair. The two have already pleaded not guilty to robbery and other charges in the state cases, which have been dropped in favor of the federal prosecution. The next federal hearing for the couple is scheduled for February 20th. The Mills County Sheriff's Office yesterday said there were three recent arrests. On Sunday, 31-year-old Joshua Edward Witt of Fremont, Nebraska, was arrested for being a fugitive from justice. He was being held without bond in the Mills County Jail. On Friday, 23-year-old Michael Quincy Combs of Pacific Junction was arrested for possession of a controlled substance. His bond was set at $1,000. That same day, 53-year-old James Patrick Hyatt of Omaha was arrested in Sarpy County, Nebraska, on a Mills County warrant for probation violation. Hyatt's bond was set at $2,000. Sheriff's deputies in Page County yesterday said two people had been arrested following an incident Sunday in Coyne. 38-year-old Jason Daniel Hickel of Coyne was arrested at his home on a Page County warrant for domestic abuse assault by impeding the flow of air or blood. He was transported to the Page County Jail and unable to post a $2,000 bond. Also arrested was his wife, 32-year-old Kesa Nicole Hickel, who was taken into custody for interference with official acts. Kesa Hickel was transported to the Page County Jail and posted a $300 bond and was released prior to being booked in. The Atlantic High School is hosting the district individual speech contest on Saturday, February 23rd, and they report they are in need of volunteers to help work the event. Workers are needed to time the performers and monitor the door during performances. You could also be directing traffic within the building. Tricia Neiswanger, Spanish instructor for AHS, says it's a great opportunity for the community to host and a chance for you to see some amazing performances from Southwest Iowa students. The all-day event for volunteers will be split into two shifts, from 7:30 a.m. to noon and from 12:30 p.m. to 5 p.m. If you can only work a part of those shifts, your assistance would still be welcomed. And if you're interested, contact Tricia Neiswanger at the high school, 243-5358. Iowa Democrats plan to hold six virtual meetings next year for Democrats who cannot attend the precinct caucuses on the evening of February 3rd. Democrats will still calculate the winner based on how many convention delegates each presidential candidate secures, but for the first time, the raw votes totals each candidate gets will be tallied and released.
The most significant changes to the Iowa Democratic Party caucuses since their inception in 1972.
That's Iowa Democratic Party Chairman Troy Price, who describes the plan as an Iowa solution that preserves the fundamentals of the caucuses.
This process has created precedents. It has allowed candidates and campaigns to test ideas and build organizations that can win.
The raw vote totals will be kept in the case for race delegates is close enough a candidate could request a recount. The virtual caucuses are scheduled to begin in late January at a different start times to accommodate shift workers, single mothers, disabled Iowans, and others with caucus night conflicts. Participants will use an electronic device like a smartphone to rank their top five candidate choices.
We know that we are stronger as a party, we are stronger as a state, and we are stronger as a nation if everyone can participate in our political process.
Price says the vendor chosen to manage caucus results will be asked for to devise a cross-check to ensure the people who participate in the virtual caucus don't go to a precinct and vote on caucus night as well. Iowa Republicans will hold caucuses on February 3rd as well next year. The Iowa GOP has always conducted what amounts to a statewide straw poll to determine the presidential candidate who wins the caucuses rather than the delegate math angle that Iowa Democrats use. That is a check of our news on KJAN, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Give them a call at 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.